This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Ray. It's the wake-up call.
Gavin's phone scams happen every morning at 6:10 and 8:10. What do you got today?
We're calling Celia, and she works for a huge mattress store in the area. And her husband, Ryan, wanted me to a phone scammer. So I thought this would be a great opportunity to dust off everybody's favorite old woman, Melissa Sisters, who is calling because she can't figure out how to get unstuck from her adjustable frame.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake up call.
This is Cecilia. Can I help you?
Hello, young man. I seem to be in a little bit of a pickle. My name is Melissa, and I was in not that long ago to purchase a new mattress and a mattress bed frame. And there was a salesperson there that talked me into an adjustable frame. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do, ma'am. Yeah. We have many adjustable frames here. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, good. I seem to be in a problem here. I'm stuck in mine.
I'm sorry. Wait, what? You're stuck in your mattress frame?
I'm stuck in my mattress frame. Yes. I hit on my remote control one of the buttons, the number 2 button. And I don't know what that does, but it kept folding and folding and folding, and now I'm stuck in it like a taco.
Okay. So you hit number 2, which is what lives.
Oh, yes. Yes. Thank God my phone was on my bed, and I was able to reach it. But I know my mattress is... It feels like it's bending me in half, and I'm in too tight, like a baby in a uterus.
Can you press either feet or head down for me? That will help the situation.
Okay, I'm gonna try to do it when I can. Okay, nothing's happening. Nothing's. Oh, it's getting tighter.
Are you sure you're pressing the down? You need to press feet down or head down?
I think
you must be pressing it the wrong way. Can you press the opposite way?
Nobody told me that it was a death trap.
Well, it's definitely not supposed to be a death trap. I just need you to stay a little bit more calm, and then can you press the button the opposite way? Because it sounds like you must be pressing it.
Okay, I'm gonna
jump it. I'm gonna push it.
I'll push a different one. Because that last one almost killed me. Okay, no, it's vibrating now. The whole bed is shaking.
So that's still not the right. So you need to push the button that goes down. I think you're looking at the arrows maybe the wrong way. You gotta flip that over.
Okay.
Turn that off.
I shut off the vibrating thing now. I still am having trouble breathing. It's crushing me like a Melissa sandwich.
Okay, I'm not really sure what else to do for you here. Is there somebody that you could call to come over, maybe a family member to help you?
I tried to call my grandson, and he is at work right now.
Do you maybe have his work number? Can you get in touch with him there?
He specifically told me not to call anymore because when I do, sometimes I talk too long to the people who answer the phone.
Well, I would think that maybe this is a special situation since you're stuck in a bed.
Oh, my God, I feel like an oyster.
Okay, I don't think you should be touching any more buttons. I think if you can't call your grandson and there's nobody else, honestly, I think it's probably time to to call 911 and the phone is not quite in emergency.
And the vibration turned back on.
Okay. I just need you to turn that off. I think it's probably time for you to call 911. Okay? Melissa, can you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
I think it's time you need, because we can't really.
Okay.
I don't really know what else I can do for you from over here.
I'm going to do that. But first, I need to tell you, Celia, you're on a phone scam. This isn't real. You're on a prank phone call on the wake-up call on 106.5 The End. My name's Gavin.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed.
Wow.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.